Unit 4. Social Issues. Reading 2.
Where are all the boys? These days, college lecture halls in the United States are being filled more and more by female rather than male students. Women now make up 55% of the college population, and that number continues to rise. Within 10 years, 3 million more women than men may be attending U.S. colleges. 30 years ago, male students were the majority on college campuses in the United States. Traditionally, men acted as the breadwinners of their families, and college was seen as the path to career advancement and higher salaries. But during the feminist movements of the 1970s, more women aspired to having careers and enrolled in college to pursue degrees. By the mid-1980s, more women than men were attending college. At the same time, there was an unexpected decline in the number of males applying to college. Educators are still uncertain of the cause of this decline, but it continues to affect enrollment numbers for men in higher education. Researchers have suggested a number of theories to account for male seeming decline in interest in seeking college degrees. According to the National Center for Education Statistics, males leave or are kicked out of high school in higher numbers than females. And male students are 3 times more likely to be placed in special education programs. Author Christina Hoff Summers attributes the drop in male enrollment to early stereotyping of boys as aggressive and non-academic. In her book, The War Against Boys, Summers writes that many boys don't receive enough mentoring and academic support to become straight-A students and therefore lose interest in higher education. Others believe the drop in male enrollment can be attributed to the growing number of men seeking jobs in repair, construction, and technology. These are careers that often don't require a 4-year degree from a university, but still promise good salaries. The effect of there being more women than men at colleges has created some noticeable changes. The higher number of female students has already led to more diverse classes and programs offered at universities, especially in the field of women's studies. And at graduation time, one may notice a difference in what types of university degrees are awarded to men and women. While women earn a higher percentage of bachelor's and master's degrees, men still earn a higher percentage of doctorate degrees. But fewer men on campus have not changed the male-female ratios in some majors. There are still fewer women in fields such as math, engineering, science, and computers. Women's advocacy groups like the American Association of University Women are urging colleges to make this issue a priority, but the focus for many schools still centers on recruiting more men. To increase male enrollment, some schools have formed partnerships with male mentoring groups to encourage younger students to aim for college. Other schools have modified their recruiting and admissions policies, sending out extra mailings to boys and paying closer attention to male candidates. However, public universities may face legal challenges from women about these recruiting practices that favor males. Recently, the University of Georgia lost a lawsuit filed by female students because of an affirmative action policy that favored males. As one female junior complained, "It's not fair that a boy would get extra weight in the admissions index over a girl, but it would be better if there were more boys on campus." This dilemma presents a challenge for colleges. How can a school attempt to close the gender gap in ways that ensure that both men and women have equal access to opportunities in universities?